Item 26.
Item number 26, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to apply for, accept, and implement one or more Fund for Lake Michigan program grants. This item was also referred to the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment on March 11, 2014. That committee recommended adoption by a vote of 7-0.
Keegan.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Jim Keegan from the Parks Department. This is a request to apply for and accept a Fund for Lake Michigan grant. The primary focus of what we've been doing with that is natural habitat in areas of concern work down in the Grant Park, Bender, southeast corner of the county. And we've been working with the fund for a while, and they're good projects, and we want to try to continue them.
Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt. Item 26.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I was curious if this was for any grants that are due by the end of this month for the Great Lakes Fund, or is it going beyond that?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the Fund for Lake Michigan has two cycles per year. One in the spring and one in the fall, and that's why we would ask for the authority to cover the entire calendar year.
Okay, so both spring and fall.
Yeah.
And this is the Lake Michigan Fund.
This is a fund for Lake Michigan, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Keegan. Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions or discussion? Supervisor Lipscomb.
I have an issue that is mirrored in item 27 and 29 as well, but I'll start it here. It's the idea that these requests come before us with the broad authorization to seek grants, accept the money, and implement them without you knowing what projects they are. I've had this problem before with the department, and we were successfully able to clarify it and tailor it a little tighter. I don't know if that's possible on these items or not. The alternative would be, which I would propose, would be to end the "be it resolved" clause on line 46 after the word "grants," and to remove "and to undertake all actions and activities necessary to accept and implement FLM program grant awards offered to Mohawk County," because otherwise you don't know what you're authorizing. It could be the project that he describes, or it could be something else they come up with this afternoon. And you will have delegated. Yeah, that's my motion. Okay. I'm going to make a similar motion on items 27 and 29. I think.
What's the motion?
The motion would be to end the "be it resolved" clause at line 46 after the word "grants" with a period, and to strike "and to undertake all actions and activities necessary to accept and implement FLM program grant awards offered to Milwaukee County."
Thank you.
Do you have that, Madam Clerk? Okay, thank you. Supervisor Jersey.
Well, I don't in any way want to reduce the grant awards we get. Some of these are actually driven by the grant terms as to what they can be used for. I maybe would agree with Supervisor Lipscomb's point, except I would perhaps move it to line 47 and put the dot after "accept," because we want to make sure we be able to apply for the grant and to undertake all actions and activities necessary to accept. I think the problem is, from what I'm hearing, is the implementation part, that perhaps they need then to come back and more fully describe what will be implemented as a result of having gotten the grant. But I also don't want to, I came before Parks to criticize, not directly the Parks Department, because I'm not going to criticize Parks. I think it's maybe more we should criticize ourselves. There is tremendous monies in this Great Lakes Fund. And I have seen other counties for example, Racine County, and I've attended some of the meetings because of my interest in the Oak Creek. Racine County has a tremendous program to undertaken to clean the entire watershed of the Root River, which flows from actually Franklin and Waukee County all the way through Racine County and then into Lake Michigan. And they have tremendous monies being spent on that from the Great Lakes Fund. I'd like to see us be more aggressive in getting some of these funds. I believe it's $12 million a year that's being paid as a result of punitive sanctions. And I want our Parks Department to go after more money. And if it's a result of us not having the capacity to do it because we don't have enough people in parks to grant writing can be very complicated. And you have to know what the grants require. It takes people to do that. If we need to add staff to go after this grant money, especially with all the deficits we have in parks, we should be doing that. So I certainly don't want to tie parks' hands in getting these funds. And I think maybe taking the wording to undertake all actions and activities necessary to accept these grants and then have them come back on the implementation part, maybe what
also Supervisor Jersey, you're suggesting we just strike the words "and implement." I don't know, right?
Well,
that's what you would suggest.
He amend his motion to allow us to accept it.
I mean, if that's.
But I'd also like to hear from Mr.
Keegan,
that Irish guy, to tell us if we're creating a problem here by doing this, because I don't want to tie his hands with regard to getting these grants.
Well, first, let's resolve the first question. I don't know if Supervisor Lipscomb would accept that
friendly amendment.
Yeah, does that solve your problem? If you just
I don't know,
Mr. Chairman.
Well, we may not be finishing this before lunch, as we had hoped. Yeah, Mr. Keegan, I'm. Okay, go ahead, but I think we're going to have to come back after lunch anyways.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, one of the things that happens when we do apply and accept a grant, we get a letter from the DNR saying we're going to give you $500,000 to do this project and that. We then have to come back to this committee to do a fund transfer because we have no way to spend that money that we just got awarded. And so that's another safeguard of the Parks Department comes back to the Finance Committee and says we need to create Project X to do this scope of work that we applied for this grant with and to get the spending authority. Otherwise, we don't have any way to spend any grant money that we would get. And so by allowing us to just continue to do how we have been doing it, and I feel we've been very successful in our grant applications, We always have to come back to recognize those receipts of revenue and make them into spending authority.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I get that. That's why I watch fund transfers as closely as I do. But I don't really think that's where I should have to find out what the project is that I previously authorized. So, what's the problem with coming back and saying, here's the award we got, the project we want to do, give us the authorization?
I have no problem coming back and notifying the committee of awards that were given.
And get the authorization then. I'm trying to understand. So
we could do that.
Is there any danger in what Supervisor Jersey, is there anything about what I'm proposing that prevents you from seeking any and all possible grants that you want?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, no, I don't.
Thanks.
No, you know, if we have to define a specific thing, that ties our hands.
Right.
But giving us the flexibility to say, here, I'm going to submit this, or somebody comes up and has another idea and we need to go a different direction, I'd like to keep that flexibility.
Right. So that's the spirit of my amendment, is to give them maximum flexibility to apply. I think, you know, If you had me telling you exactly what I don't want them to apply for, I think that would be probably seen as more problematic. So I hope that the spirit of the amendment, perhaps we can get into it in more detail. Some of you may or may not want to know all the
why I'm coming at you this way. You're amenable to Supervisor Jerzyk's suggestion that we just strike the words "and implement" from line 47.
I don't understand the distinction.
He's
saying if he's allowed to apply, he can come back for accept and implement. Is how I understood it.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, what we'd end up doing is we'd come back with the fund transfer and say, here, this is now, we've applied for it, we've been successful in the competition, it's been awarded to us, create the project, and then that's the recognition of the award.
How do you get it?
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to the discussion that's going on, maybe it would be better if the amendments were written. We're going to have to come back anyway, so maybe that could be fashioned during lunchtime.
Okay.
And we could be revisited.
Before we break.
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, the way if you're not going to do accept, then I think you're asking them to come back three times. Can I apply? Then I come back, can I accept? And then third time with a fund transfer for implement. Why not just say if they apply for it, they can accept it, but they obviously can't do anything further until the implementation part gets approved.
Well, you two can probably hash that out during our lunch break. We don't need to be spectators
okay.
in that discussion.
Sure.
Well, if we could get the answer, we wouldn't have to. Otherwise, I have to prepare our second amendment.
Well, no, I think that you guys, I mean, I'm with you. I think it works, but he doesn't, so he needs to, he's the one that needs convincing.
Not
so,
today.
with that, I think we probably should break for lunch till 1. Okay, we'll come back at 1.
1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
Thank you.
So here, let me give you a.
Why can't they accept it?